Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh God. Okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard, and shout out to Amanda Duncan for making us sound so pretty.
Hello, it's not Adele.
And welcome to Queer as Fiction. Wait, do I have to be?
Yeah, you have to do your zaddy tradition voice.
Fine, okay. Ew. Is ready. Let me turn it on real quick.
Yeah, turn it on.
Hello and welcome.
That's what everyone wants. That's the content they're here for. Okay.
Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction. I'm your Zaddy Amanda.
I jumped the gun. I'm your co-Zaddy, Ashley.
She's very thrilled.
And to my right,
I'm your step-Zaddy, Kirsten.
I watched y'all's Drunk Lesbians watch, and what did King you Princess? Do in that? You did something, like, really weird in it.
I don't know.
With Step Zaddy, you said something. You said it in a weird way.
I think I did my Step Zaddy voice on Drunk Lesbians.
Yeah.
So if you want to see what that looks like when Kirsten does that, go watch that video.
There you go.
Give you a visual of what we have to see very close to our faces.
On a bed.
Yes, we're back here on the bed. On the podcasting bed.
It's like we never left.
Yes, we haven't left my bed in 2 weeks. There's your fan fiction.
Oh my God.
I'm already so tired.
Oh my God. I just realized why. I'm like,
what?
I was just like, why we would be sleeping?
No, I literally was like, why would we be tired? I'm like, oh, because we're fucking.
It shows how all of our brains just worked in that moment.
Wow.
So Ashley's the innocent one. Who would have thought?
I know I'm the innocent one.
What did you say before we started rolling that we need to bring up in?
Nothing.
Oh, what did she say? Kirsten said something. Ew. Oh my God. We were talking and then Kirsten went, Kirsten, like. And we were like, ah!
You guys will find out later why I said that.
So if you... that's right. That's what we were talking about. I forgot. So please hashtag Kirsten like and tag Kirsten in it.
Whatever. Nothing could be worse than panty stain.
You know, nothing could be worse than when Kirsten made fun of my inhaler as I could not breathe.
Okay, we're just really...
Should we just roast ourselves?
Yeah, it feels like a roast.
Welcome to the Queer as Fiction roast.
Where I'm just getting roasted and no one else is.
That's how a roast works.
Yeah. Okay,
let's get on track. This week's bi-weekly shout-out goes to Jess from Australia, which, heyo, Australian fans.
Like, how you going?
I feel like you have to say, you have to go, Australia.
Jess from Australia.
No,
okay, maybe you're
Irish. You know, Australians, like the aggressive men, the bros go, Australia, cunt.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's very
aggressive. I don't
aggressive.
Like that.
But they say that word a lot more. I feel like everyone says that word a lot more than we do.
Yeah, they do in
the
Europe,
UK all
in,
the
yeah,
time.
For sure. Scottish people, yeah.
I'm not that it's offended just, by it.
I'm not offended by it either.
Well, Jess, let us know what you think about the word cunt, Jess, if you're listening.
I know a lot of people are going to be very upset that we used it, but just let us know.
But anyways, thanks for writing into us. You wrote in saying that you like that we openly talk about female desire, which, you know, we do too.
Yeah.
We're women, here for it.
Women are amazing.
And men, Kirsten.
Thank you. And Noah Centeno, if anyone has watched All the Boys I Loved. I have a crush. Anyways,
crush
thanks
is
for
an understatement.
Yeah, crush really is an understatement. Thanks for writing in, Jess. You're our bi-weekly shout out.
Yay.
And thanks, Noah, for listening.
Oh my God. Noah
wow,
and
no,
are together.
Noah Centeno. I can't even pronounce it.
Centeno? I don't know.
And Anne Hathaway and Mindy. Thank you for listening
thank
again,
you all
Mindy.
For listening. I heard they all get together and like eat popcorn and stuff while
and
they
listen.
Were listening.
It's so nice. Thank you guys for
Please
tuning in.
Please invite me next time.
I like that somebody on Instagram thought that Anne Hathaway actually listens to
I know,
to
that
her.
Was
oh, really
cute. Yeah. I was like, and thanks always for listening in. And people are like, wait, Anne Hathaway listen to your podcast?
Like, no, it's a joke.
It's a joke.
What if she does? But maybe yeah. she does.
We don't know. It's anonymous listening.
I mean, Anne, do what you want. We love what you do.
We stan Anne.
Do what you want. We love what you do.
That's Amanda signing off.
That should be your sign off.
Guys, it's that time. I want to talk about something.
Are you going to come out to us or what?
I'm already out. But this week, as you guys know, True Botanicals is our sponsor. And I don't know what you guys thought about your products, but I am into it.
I love the packaging. Super cute.
Oh my God. It's so luxurious.
Yes. I feel
glamour.
I feel like very luxurious when I use it. And my favorite part is the company actually uses super clean ingredients that are safe and effective. And also it's not bad for the environment. So you don't have to feel like shit when
we
you use it.
We stan Earth.
We love Earth.
Earth love.
Sorry, Amanda's laughing.
Amanda's laughing so much.
Oh my God, we stan Earth. It's like culture.
We stan Earth and so does True Botanicals.
Yes.
But if you guys want to try out some of their stuff, go to truebotanicals.com now and get some free samples. And you'll also receive $20 off orders, $40 or more.
Oh, whoa. So you only pay like 20 bucks, right? I feel like I always have to
feel
do
like
the math.
That's the math, yeah.
Not to be Asian, but.
But use our code QUEER, QUEER, and try them out if you want to be a luxurious bitch too.
Wow.
Luxurious bitch is also a good name for merch.
Fanfic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God. Anne Hathaway's in this too.
Wow.
This Fuck is yeah. pretty good. Okay.
So you guys wrote some fan fiction for us and we had a lot of great submissions. We have one called the Queer AF Knights. Knights with a K. We're all going to be freaking knights in this.
Hell yeah. Well, we don't know. One of us could be the lady.
Yeah. We haven't read it yet, but yeah. We're excited.
So this one is brought to you by Bright. I believe that's how you pronounce their name. So thank you for writing this, but let's begin. Let us.
Oh, I'm so excited. A genre one.
The Queer Knights of the Round Table had just returned from a quest. They rode in a triangle with Amanda leading the trio.
What? Yes!
Of course! Knight Amanda proudly wore her rainbow crest of the Queer Knights on a patch above her heart, and beside it was a patch of her lady had given her.
Mm.
It doesn't say
who's
here,
your lady?
But when I cast we'll find Jessica out. Chastain.
Oh, yeah.
It was their family crest, a bright north star on a circle blue patch signaling that she would always find the way home. Knight Ashley tiredly followed on the right of Amanda.
How do they know I'm tired?
Well, that's really accurate for right now. He keeps saying you were going to fall asleep.
I know. Wow, they know me.
Knight Ashley tiredly followed on the right of Amanda, weary from the journey. Her leather tunic had
Ooh,
seen
nice.
Better days.
Nice.
But she was fueled by the knowledge that she would be home soon. And her lady, Anne, who she stand beyond all measure, would be waiting for her with
Wait.
Fresh clothes, clean sheets, and a kiss that would make all these months apart drift away into
wow,
the hazy
so
dream of her past.
Anne is my lady?
Wow.
I love it. I stan Anne. I'm blushing. Hi, Anne. You're listening, so. Hi, baby. That came out a little too fluidly for me.
Knight Kirsten followed next to Ashley, sitting tall on her horse. She was known around the region for her confidence and bravery, but little did her admirers know that she was soft for her Lady Rihanna.
Oh!
That's amazing.
Wait, so are we going to find out who Amanda's lady is?
I don't
I think
know.
We will.
Wow, dreams are coming true today, guys.
Yeah, they really are. I'm a knight and I'm fucking Rihanna.
Pagan Rihanna.
That when she looked upon her lady, she could barely form words in the presence of such beauty. She longed to shed her nightwear and to be able to relax into the arms of her beloved, finally at peace with no danger to fight until the next call.
This one's good.
Yeah, this is great.
The three made their way into the small but busy village on horseback, happy to be able to rest before they were called upon again. They were stopped at the simple iron gates and asked what their business was. We are the Queer Knights, shouted Amanda from her white horse. Ashley pitched in.
We seek place to rest and wash before we return to the homes to see our ladies.
Nice.
Nice wasn't in the script.
I just added that.
Okay. Just the thought of Ashley seeing her Lady Hathaway Anne Hathaway was actually a person back then. That's Shakespeare's wife.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
This is an alternative universe. Never mind. Just the thought of Ashley seeing her Lady Hathaway put a sparkle in the young knight's eyes. After this 3-month quest, nothing sounded better than the embrace of her lady love.
Am I? Do I have a crush on Anne Hathaway now? I think I do.
I'll be this guy. Hey, I'm so sorry I didn't recognize you all. My apologies as your rainbow crest is caked in dirt. Welcome to the village, girl ship. We're truly honored in your presence.
Are you a professional?
That was so good. Is that the only voice you can do? You can do no accent.
I saw the line.
Man.
I saw the line and it just came to me.
Your entire body is red. I've never seen someone blush on their whole body.
I lost myself in the character.
You did that so real.
Yeah, it came out so naturally,
it was
too.
Perfect.
Wow, we all just witnessed history, guys.
That was amazing.
By the way, that wasn't the cursing character. If you guys didn't pick up on that, that was the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quasimodo's assistant.
The iron gates swings open for the tired women and horses. The three dismount and tie their valiant steeds at the nearest inn. Knight Kirsten is finally able to relax as she heads into the pub of the village inn.
That's accurate.
Rude.
She rubs her temples as her eyes adjust to the soft lighting.
I'll do this one.
Do it.
All drinks on the house.
The same guy does all the jobs in this kingdom. There's only one guy who runs
this
around.
This is my one voice I can do. Also, Kirsten hasn't had any speaking lines yet, so I have to be the side character. All drinks on the house for these fine and noble knights.
Oh, that's very nice of them. Shouts the barkeep as he brings over 3 pitchers of wine and a platter of fresh baked bread. Do we each get a pitcher?
That's
hell
nice.
Yeah. Kirsten needs
maybe
one.
Maybe I do want a beer now. After doing that voice, I feel...
You're in it.
Barry.
Yeah.
The women sit at a booth, each holding a pitcher of their own. Kirsten got lost in the colors of the wine, which reminded her of her lady. Up in their shared castle, waiting for her to return from this long quest. The blonde knight always looked forward to seeing her Lady Rihanna after such a long time apart and hoped that she would be wearing the wine-colored underdress she enjoyed so much.
Oh. It's Fenty.
The knights took a few drinks and fell silent, each thinking of their ladies waiting for them. Amanda and her lady, Jessica.
You get Justine.
Amanda and her lady Jessica had plans to take a small trip together where they would lie under the stars on cool nights, count the stars, name their favorites, and wake up in each other's arms with sunrise. That's actually really
sweet.
Can we
live in this alternate universe?
This is amazing.
I love this.
Wow. Rihanna's waiting for me in a maroon nightie.
Rihanna's waiting to be pegged, clearly. Amanda's just going to go hold Jessica Chastain under the stars.
Yeah, I love the stars.
That was so genuine. Yeah, I love the stars.
Ashley abruptly spoke up.
I know that we all agreed we needed rest before continuing on our journey to the Knight's Estates, but we are so close and I can't stand another minute being without Anne.
Kirsten chimed in.
The horses have had some time to rest and drink. If we leave now and ride west, we could be in the arms of our ladies by nightfall.
Amanda and Ashley nodded in agreement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The ladies finished their pitchers and got to-go boxes for the bread.
I love it. I totally
Amanda.
Would do that.
Thanking the village people for their gratitude and making promises to visit the village again. Bringing good fortune. With rested legs and full bellies, the ladies mounted their horses and rode west to the arms of their lady loves. But I feel like we should point out that you shouldn't drink and ride a horse.
Yeah. I think you can
think
drink
it's
and ride.
Safer than yeah. Drinking and riding.
The horse will take care of itself. Was that the end?
That was amazing.
That was
beautiful.
That was
wow.
amazing.
I'm going to add, and then they fucked. You're welcome.
I really loved that universe, and I loved us each having our own.
I also
love.
Just love the idea of lady knights. Like, we're just like actual knights. That was cool.
Fuck yeah.
That was great. That was amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
That was
great.
Amazing.
That was so fun. Alternative universes are so fun.
Do I talk about Anne Hathaway a lot?
I mean, we all stand
Anne.
We all
do.
We all stand
Anne. Are you just mad it's not Lily James?
Yes.
All right, so
go ahead.
Somebody write a fan fiction where Ashley's with Lily James.
I also loved that alternative universe and... Yeah. I think that that's something that...
Can we talk about the picture that you sent us that had Jessica Chastain and Lily James in it today?
So there's a picture. If anybody else follows Best of Chastains on Instagram like I do, there's a picture of Jessica Chastain and Lily James. They took it at Wimbledon like a few years ago.
They're just laughing in each other's arms. It was amazing.
And yeah, they have some chemistry.
Yeah.
It's good.
What if all of our crushes get together?
Oh, my God. Weirdly, Noah What's-His-Face is in there. We're like,
Noah Centineo, whatever. Okay, I do have to talk about something again, though. And it's not Noah Centineo, but it is underwear.
It's always underwear.
Oh, God, that was way too connected.
Ooh, yeah, that was very connected.
It kind of,
You're thinking of downstairs places and that goes to your underwear.
Downstairs places is
that's
also...
That's how Amanda refers to genitals.
Oh, that's so funny. Talk about my underwear.
Okay.
It's Tomboy X. Ashley also is a very big fan of Tomboy X.
Do you think Charlie XCX wears Tomboy X?
If she's smart, CX? She does.
It's honestly the most comfortable underwear, y'all. I love it.
It makes me feel very cute, and it's also, I just feel like I melt into it. The fabric is so soft.
And it's for everybody.
Everybody. I just really wish that everybody knew how much these two talk about their underwear. Not on the podcast because it's still a lot.
That is true. Yeah, that's very true. It's sizing all the way from, what is it, extra small to extra, extra large or something?
I think so. They have a really broad size range, and they also like make stuff for people all over the gender spectrum. Like wherever you fall in the gender spectrum, they want you to feel comfortable in it. So if you guys want to try out Tomboy X and see why we hype it up so much, go to tomboyx.com/queerfiction and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And Queer's Fiction listeners get an extra 15% off with the code queerfiction. Woo-hoo. Again, the code is queerfiction for an extra 15% off. So, as I always say, lose whatever you're wearing and try Tomboy X.
Kirsten,
my voice. I do like. Kirsten really do like.
Oh, God.
And we're back.
This week is Marvel week.
Bow, bow, bow.
Woo!
Yes, that is the theme for this week. We're doing Marvel.
Who are y'all doing?
I will be doing... It just feels weird saying doing.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Glad everybody's on the same page.
You guys always get... Man, I really am the innocent one. You guys always look at each other and think and sexual thoughts.
Whoa.
Write that fanfic.
We're definitely no Jean Grey here. I had to pull out an X-Men.
Okay, that was good. Oh, because you can read minds. Yeah, that was good. Speaking of X-Men. I'm going to do Storm and Mystique.
And I'm going to do not X-Men. I'm actually going to take from Infinity War, and I'm going to write a threesome.
Sure.
Between Black Widow, Scarlet Witch, and Okoye from Black Panther.
Nice.
And I am going to do Gamora and Valkyrie, Tessa Thompson's character.
Oh, I am so excited.
I'm so excited for that.
We almost forgot Tessa Thompson was in the Marvel universe.
Valkyrie She's in every is universe. Such a babe. Such a dream.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's like... I think the hottest version of Tessa Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah. But Valkyrie and then Zoe Saldana. Damn, that's...
Yeah, that's a good pair.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
We're making this podcast. Oh, God. I'm excited to hear it.
And playing Mystique will be the Rebecca Romijn Mystique, not Jennifer Lawrence Mystique, and the Halle Berry Storm.
But Halle Berry from 1, 2, or 3 of X-Men. Because in the first X-Men, she had like the longer hair. But by the third one, she had the short.
I mean, honestly, all.
Okay.
I'll take any.
Is there another Storm? Didn't have an accent.
No.
I think she's the only one.
Yeah, she's only Storm. Yeah. Only Storm. All right. Could be wrong. Okay.
See you soon.
Bye. Bye.
We're back. Hello.
Hi.
Nailed it. All right. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I feel like I haven't gone first in a while.
Do it.
Okay. I'm excited.
This one's good. I think this one's my favorite one that I've written. Okay. This is Valkyrie and Gamora. Sword, throw me the sword, Valkyrie yelled at Gamora. Where? Gamora called back, but then she saw what Valkyrie was yelling for. She dove for the sword, kicked it with the full force of her body, and just in time. Valkyrie grabbed her sword and plunged it into Hela, aka Cate Blanchett, and peace and order was finally restored to Asgard. You let that get real close, Gamora teased Valkyrie back at the palace. Yeah, well, someone was taking a while with my sword, she quipped back. Won't happen next time, I swear, Gamora said, crossing her hand over her heart. Will there be a next time? Valkyrie whispered, crossing close to Gamora. They'd been together fighting for so long now that Valkyrie had almost forgotten that they would have to separate. I hope so, Gamora said, barely able to look her in the eye. Valkyrie gave her a teasing look. You hope so? You hope all the evil in the world is unleashed at once and we have to fight a grueling battle to banish them from existence? No, you know what I mean, Gamora said. Valkyrie walked closer to her, sitting down right beside her. Yeah, I know what you mean, she said, looking straight ahead and afraid to look at her. Ice, bandages, a hug? Someone was yelling and coming towards them. It was Mantis and Drax. They were both scuttling along looking for survivors, hoping to help. Drax was carrying a tray of medicine as Mantis wandered around checking bodies. Are you all right? Mantis said, looking at her wounds with concern. We're fine, Mantis. Thank you, Gamora replied, too tired for niceties. Really? Because you look like shit, Drax interjected. Nice, Drax, Valkyrie responded. What? What did I say? Drax said. Are you sure you're really okay? Mantis pushed. Let me just put my hands on you to make sure you don't feel any pain. Fine, they both said in unison. Mantis put her hands on Gamora and Valkyrie. Oh my, she shouted. Oh no. What? Drax said, concerned. I feel so much sadness and uncertainty and arousal from both of you. How can that be? She said, lowering her hands. Gamora and Valkyrie quickly averted their eyes from each other. Oh, Drax said. They have the hots for each other. I'm sorry, Mantis said, finally understanding. Come on, Drax, let's go, she said, dragging his huge body off. What? I want to stay, Drax said. They're for sure going to kiss. Gamora and Valkyrie couldn't help but laugh as the two walked off, and now they were left with each other and with no one to distract them. Sorry about them, Gamora started to say. Is it true? Valkyrie interjected. Do you have the hots for me? She laughed. I guess I do, Gamora replied. What are you going to do with that? Oh, is that a challenge? Valkyrie replied. Sword, she said. What? What do you need your sword for? Gamora asked, a bit afraid. Oh, nothing. It's behind you, and I don't want it to get in the way. Because what we're going to do, we're going to need this whole space for what's about to go down.
Oh. And then they fucked. You're welcome.
Wow. I think that was my favorite of your fanfics ever.
I know. Yeah. I think mine, too. Wow. There were lots of characters to you.
It was so good. You had so many. You nailed all of their voices so well that I could, like, truly picture the scene.
Oh, thank you.
I think you're going to write the next Guardian.
Yeah, I know. Six out of five Totino.
Yeah, don't even need Chris Pratt for the humor.
Wow.
No,
right?
No, I did not miss him at all.
It's so weird. It's almost like the women in those movies can be humorous. What? Marvel, are you listening?
Like Mantis and Drax is a combo we need more of.
That yeah, that was so funny. They were very funny together.
Wow, thanks, guys.
That was great.
That was great.
That was so good.
Cool.
Should I go? Or do you
I'll
go?
Go.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you go. Yeah. Totally. Oh my God, I just had a vision. For Halloween, we're going to do a Hocus Pocus one.
Oh. Ooh, that's good.
But they're all sisters, so we're going to have to pair them up.
Yeah,
we'll
have to pair them with someone else. Or maybe just a witchy one. There's a lot of good witches.
Let's do a witchy one because all the other characters are children in that. Okay, anyway, Scarlet Witch, Black Widow, and Okoye.
Hey.
The three heroes return from battle to the capital of Wakanda, battered, bruised, and smiling, thrilled at the victory of defeating Thanos. Alternative universe. Or am I predicting the second movie? Who knows?
Yeah.
Did you see Okoye trip her up with that one foul swoop? Natasha marveled. It was spectacular, Wanda beamed. It was years of training, Okoye said, not taking the compliment at first. Oh, come on, Okoye. Don't be so humble. Okay, she conceded. I mopped the floor with that woman, she shouted, and Natasha and Wanda cheered at her victory. The three headed up to Shuri's lab, where they would be treated for their cuts and bruises, admiring each other for the strong women they all were.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Later that night, Wanda laid in bed next to Vision. She looked at him with such relief that he was still alive. She's always cared for Vision, but in the last 24 hours, she felt such a rush when being around Black Widow and Okoye. Was it a sense of sisterhood or something more? She had known Black Widow for a while, but there was something about seeing her on the battlefield like that. She was just brave, Wanda said out loud, catching herself as Vision tossed and turned. Wanda got up slowly so as to not wake Viz, because I forgot that's what she calls him.
And as she opened the door to the hallway, Nat was standing there ready to knock. Wanda was caught off guard and a little flustered. Oh, Nat, hi. Hey, I just wanted to see if you wanted to get a drink. Oh, sure, where? My room. Okoye stopped by with a bottle of Wakanda's finest. What does that mean? I don't know, but they have the best technology in the world here, so I assume we're about to get plastered. Wanda closed the door behind her and gleefully made her way to Natasha's room. As the two entered, Okoye raised a glass to the two of them and cheered. Wanda and Natasha grabbed a glass and raised it up for a toast. You two are the 10th bravest women I know. Nat and Wanda look offended. 10th? Natasha blurts out. I work with the bravest women every day here in Wakanda. two women nodded in agreement. They drink their drink and hop onto the bed. It's like a good old-fashioned sleepover if the women at your sleepovers were trained fighters, assassins, and a witch. Wanda liked to perform party tricks when she was drunk, and tonight was no exception. She wanted to show off in front of these women. She respected them. As the night went on, Nat got exceedingly more drunk and rested her head on Wanda's shoulder. Wanda couldn't breathe for a moment. She didn't know why. You've got a good shoulder, Wanda, Nat jokes. Okoye lays her head on Wanda's lap. Soft body, I like it.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Wanda takes another sip of Wakanda's finest. Wanda and Wakanda is a fun combination.
Wakanda.
Wanda takes another sip of Wakanda's finest and looks at Nat, her eyes pleading for a kiss. Before their lips could meet, Okoye jumps in and kisses Wanda, taking her by surprise as she sinks into it. I just wanted to thank you for today. Nat stares at the two, eyes wide. Yeah, me too. Nat grabs Wanda's face and kisses her. Thank you, both of you, Wanda says, a little dizzy from the two women in front of her. And then they fucked. You're welcome. The
nice.
End.
You guys, are we going to write the next Marvel movie?
Wow. I'm so
we should write Gay Avengers.
Wow. That was amazing, too.
You know what I think it is, too? In the real Marvel world, you don't have that many women interacting with each other and
so it's
being
nice
funny.
To see, yeah.
So it was like all the guys being funny and the women like fighting or whatever, but not being all together.
Wow. Well, I've always noticed this, that none of the, like all of the male characters in Marvel movies are hilarious.
Yeah.
Like you have your Tony Starks, your Chris
Pratt. Even Captain America, like they all get their humorous moments.
But not the women barely get anything.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's so great about Black Panther is like Shuri is a lot of comic relief.
Love Shuri
so
much.
And she's just like, she's also like the not fumbling gadget lover.
Yeah.
Hello, Marvel. If you're listening, we will write the next one. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Oh, we can write for Brie Larson. I hope she's funny.
I hope she is too. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard because I feel like the first ones are always probably a little hesitant to be funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's Guardians of the
Galaxy. Well, but not in Marvel. Depends on who the writer is. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So I did Mystique and Storm, and let me know if you guys think of a good title for this. Storm stood outside the Xavier Academy looking up at the sky. She could feel a storm coming. She always could. Because of her abilities, she was in touch with the weather in a way that no other meteorologist could dream of. She remembered the first time she made an impromptu rainstorm happen as a child when she was feeling sad. She smiled at the memory, grateful for how far she'd come in learning to control her abilities. The school's campus was empty and honestly a bit eerie. The kids had gone on an outing with Logan, and Storm was left alone to keep watch. When Storm got inside, she'd cuddled up by the fireplace and poured herself a glass of wine, one of the few perks of having the house free of youngsters. Just as Storm was about to settle in with her book, she heard a loud thump down the hall. She stood up immediately, already on high alert. Storm tiptoed down the hall, sure to avoid the floorboards that she knew never failed to creak. When she reached the end of the hallway, she realized a sound was coming from Charles Xavier's office. She opened the door. Ugh, it was just Logan. Storm let out a sigh of relief. Jesus, you scared me. What are you doing back? Storm said. Logan gave an uncharacteristic smirk. Just forgot a few of the kiddos' lesson plans, he said, holding up a stack of papers that looked nothing like lesson plans. Kiddos? Storm said. Logan wasn't one to give the kids pet names. Logan rolled his eyes, simultaneously morphing from Logan into Mystique while doing so.
Hey, I forgot about Mystique.
Within a second, Mystique was standing in front of her, blue and beautiful and a little bit terrifying. Sorry, baby, Magneto sent me to lift some stuff from the professor. And I wanted to see you too, of course, Mystique smirked. Storm's heart quickened. Her and Mystique had had this kind of back and forth since they had met. She hated her, she liked her, she hated her again. But more than any of that, she wanted her. You need to leave, Storm said, not revealing how much excitement this added to her night. Mystique raised her eyebrows. Do you really want me to leave? You think a glass of wine and a good book is more fun than me? She challenged. Well, Storm stuttered. I didn't think so, Mystique said confidently, closing the distance between them and kissing Storm. Storm's stomach did somersaults in celebration, and a thunderbolt cracked around them.
Why couldn't she control herself around her? Why couldn't she just tell her to leave? The truth was, in a lot of ways, her and Mystique, though using different methods, were fighting for the same side. And Mystique was more herself than any other person she had met. And frankly, that was incredibly sexy to Storm. Storm kissed Mystique back. A lightning bolt jolted through the air, and in that moment, if Storm could have summoned fireworks, she would have.
Oh! She'll just have to get Jubilee for that.
Jubilee. Oh, yeah, because she can summon...
Jubilee does fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I forgot about that.
Damn, that was good. I like.
I wish I added more characters because you guys all had like really funny characters in yours. But
well, you had Logan in there, which was fun.
But yeah, for a second.
Yeah,
I forgot that Mystique is such a badass and like always morphs into people. She has such a cool personality. Yeah. Like, man, Rebecca Romijn was so good.
You should watch. Both of you should watch this actually. Lindsay Ellis does Loose Cannon, and she did a mini canon on like how Mystique is represented throughout all the movies and throughout the comics.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's like probably my favorite character in the X-Men universe.
So a lot of what we have just dealt with has been fantasy in this this episode, from knights to Marvel to superheroes. So let's talk about fantasy first dates.
Ayo.
Does anybody have them? Does anybody have one?
I think this is basically what like our fanfic situation.
Like what is my first date that I want to be taken out on. Okay.
Or just a date. Since you're already in a relationship.
Yeah. My fantasy first date. Okay, Noah Centineo is there.
No, I know. I knew that was coming.
I'm just kidding.
I can see it in your eyes.
So I really like to be outside, but I also like wine. So what I like to do on a first date is like go on a little mini hike just to like a nice setting.
Pass. Hard pass.
No. It's like a mini hike. It's just basically like
I've heard that before, and then I end up hiking with boys through a forest.
A walk through, a walk to a view.
To remember.
I like to do a walk to a view and then have a nice little bottle of rosé, some charcuterie.
What are those little
What are those
tiny pickles called? No, you just lost us on hike.
Yeah. It's a walk. It's really a walk to an implication. Okay.
Yeah.
It could also be at a park.
Are you more like a beach girl or like a forest? Or
like an indoor girl?
I don't know. I just really like forest, desert, and beach. I like anywhere you can look and you can be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here.
Okay.
But I don't think the first date in a desert is a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a little murdery. Yeah. Like, if I was like, you want to go to the middle of the desert with me?
We're going to go to Death Valley.
So then what do you guys just, like, sit on a picnic blanket and talk or something like that?
This is your fantasy, drink and though. You talk.
This is fantasy for
I guess this was, like, how I would like to go on a date. Okay, if it's, like, fantasy, what do you mean fantasy? Like, can I fly?
Think that's fine. Yeah. It's your fantasy. Are you being taken to Paris for your first date?
Oh, okay. All right. I guess I'm still thinking
in my reality.
I'm still thinking in my financial means. Okay. If I could do anything. Wow. I need to think about that because I was really just thinking of like a nice first date that I would
Okay. Well, now that you've already said your nice real first date, we'll go off of that, but then also think about your fantasy while we're talking.
Okay, I will.
I was going to say I would love like – I have fun at, like, Dave & Buster's or those kinds of places.
I was going to say that.
And I feel like I would... Maybe it's because we watched Imagine Me and You and we just want to play DDR on a date. But if it was a fantasy, I would, like, love to walk in somewhere and there's, like, no one there and it's just us and you have, like, unlimited
like
games.
Something.
Yeah, like a cool arcade. Yeah.
Also, run out Dave & Buster's for a date.
Fuck yeah. Or like San Junipero, you know, like they're at the arcade too. I think there's just a lot of like gay things that happen in arcades in my brain.
Sure. I like that idea. An arcade or a theme park or something.
I also just, that person would be so fun that is like, okay, so this might be a little weird, but I rented out a whole arcade and you'd be like,
can you
fuck
imagine?
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
That'd be amazing.
And then if it's unlimited games, you could win tickets and fuck around. I also just see.
Wow, hiking uphill isn't looking so good right now.
I think just in terms of dates, like particularly first dates when you like the person but you don't know them that well,
games is such a good
you have to have something to like talk about or be doing.
Yeah, I agree, because I used to be like dinner and movie is a first date, but I was like, no, I like doing something more active.
So much better.
Yeah, especially dinner movie too is like, it's too much. Especially the movie part. You're just like not talking to the person for 2 hours.
Because another fun one could be like those Sky Zone places.
I took a girl on my first date.
Did you
date
really
there.
End up?
Girl, here, okay, funny story. I took a girl on a date there for our first date. And then afterward, the only problem, in the middle of the day, it's hard to kiss someone on a first date when you like drop them off and it's like not nighttime mm-hmm. or anything.
And it's sweaty.
And my back
it does
hurt.
Get sweaty.
And I fucked up my back.
Oh no. Okay, yeah. So maybe not a good idea.
Yeah. That's hard. It wasn't great.
I do like the idea of like activities and games though. I once went on a really good date at a brewery where they had a bunch of like giant games.
Oh,
and you could like play
giant cool.
games and like drink beer and do like a flight and stuff. So
yeah.
So what's yours, Demand?
I mean, I was gonna say Dave and Buster's.
Wow, you guys should go on a date.
That's a fanfic.
Date.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to go to Dave and Buster's right now. We all get jealous of each other when we're hanging out. Just
we're like,
two of us. We're like,
what?
Where are you guys right now?
What are you
right
guys
now?
Doing?
There was a time when I was like, I don't get jealous of you two, but then 2 days ago when you were over at Kirsten's, I was like, why are you guys hanging out?
Well, that's why Amanda like wasn't sure if she was going to be able to do this podcast this week because she's pre-proing for a shoot. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what? Like, what are we? Are you sure? Like,
what's our vibe?
What are we going to be like without you?
Kirsten was very nervous.
We're
I was like, wow, you don't think we're funny?
Yeah, I'm trying to think now of good first dates. I've just had bad ones.
Oh, I've had some really bad
ones. You've
never
had a good first date?
No.
I feel like I have good first dates and then it doesn't necessarily go anywhere.
I've never had a, I guess I have had a kind of good first date, but we just went to an improv show.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun.
It was fun. Wasn't a good
improv
show.
Okay, so what's
your
fantasy first date then?
Fantasy first date.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantasy.
Stop saying yes.
Oh my God.
Kirsten,
did you think of one while we were doing this?
I was thinking about like a trip, but that's hard because it's a first date.
That's,
no, well, you were saying like
master
you can fly
of,
to
that's master
whatever.
Of none.
Oh, yeah. here's a somewhat realistic, but also maybe creepy. I feel like if this is your first date, you should know them for a little bit before trying this. But in San Diego or just out on the ocean, you can rent these boats. But there are hot tubs on
what?
The boats. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
There are hot
is
tubs
that
on
called
the boats.
A yacht? I
no.
think rich people just
like-
have those.
No.
Amanda's like, if you have enough money, I've heard that you can buy
you can
a very
put a
fancy
hot tub
boat.
On a thing
boat.
That floats in the water. It's an ocean thing.
No, I the boat is not much bigger than the hot tub.
What? Wow, yeah. I love that.
Isn't that kind of cool?
I want to do that.
Yeah,
until
right?
a shark comes and eats your ass.
How is it going to get into the hot tub? Sharks in the hot tub.
Our new horror movie. Yeah. Our new queer horror movie, Sharks in a Hot Tub. Two queer women on a date, their asses get eaten by a shark in a hot tub.
They're like, we can't get out of the hot tub.
And they're dying. They're like, we're either going to die of dehydration or we're going to die in the water.
It's like open water parody. We really can't get out of the hot tub.
I love it. Oh, that's funny.
They're so pruny.
I do get really pruny.
Wait,
that might
have
eliminate
you, have you
them.
Had good first dates?
I've had some really good first dates and I've had some really fucking terrible.
What's your worst one?
Oh, man. My worst first date was I went on a date with this guy who we'd been talking on an online dating app. And he said he was, like, he played guitar and he was, like, teaching his sister guitar. It looked very cute on his app.
Uh-oh.
And then, like, I get there and I used to go to, when I was dating a lot, I used to go to the same bar because the bartender knew me and I kind of, like, felt like they were, like, looking out for me.
That's a great rom-com and then you fall in love with
the bartender. Yeah.
But that's also smart.
Yeah, it was so I went to the bar and I like got there early and I was like I ordered my drink and then this guy walks in who looks like not very much like the picture at all.
Yikes.
And he was clearly super high out of his mind.
Great.
And he was like he like touched my hair and he was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're real. Like I can't believe you're real and I'm seeing you." And I was like, "What? Yeah, it's me. Like I'm here." And then I was like, okay, I knew off the bat he was really weird, but I was like, I'm just going to have one beer and then I'm going to go. And then I tried to bring up things that we had talked about online. I was like, how is like teaching your sister guitar? And he was like, I haven't seen my sister in 3 years. And I was like, what the fuck? So then I was like, am I confusing him with someone else I'm talking to online? So I like went to the bathroom to check and it was the same guy. And then I came back out and he was like, and I obviously didn't leave my beer unattended because he was fucking freaky. And I came back out. I was like, I'm so sorry. I have an early morning. I have to go. And then, like, the bartender had already closed out my tab for me because he knew. And he was like, oh, wait, I actually brought you something. And I was like, what? You brought me something? And then he proceeds to peel a edible, like a brownie weed edible out of his pocket, unwrapped. And he's like, it's an edible. Do you want to do it together? And I was like, no.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. So that's the worst date I've ever been on. And I will like never forget it. And I literally was walking out of the restaurant with him next to me and was simultaneously blocking his number as I was walking out.
Oh, and then you got married.
Right? Yeah. And that's how I met my husband.
We love you, Rich.
Yeah. So that was my worst first date with a guy. I also have another worst first date with a girl. I have a lot of, we can go over these. We can do a whole worst first date chapter.
Well, I want to hear your girl one, but after, or yeah, are they going to want to hear?
We can do worse first dates maybe, since this is fantasy dates. Yeah. I don't want to dive in too much.
Yeah. So fantasy dates.
All right. Well, yeah. That's it, right?
Yeah. We'll do
worse first.
We'll come back around to worse first dates. That's just a little taste of one of Kirsten's many stories.
We'll be back.
You guys can tweet at us more suggestions for themes, because we're going to keep doing themes because it's fun. And what else do they have to know?
If you want to support queer content, donate to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/girlshiptv.
And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and rate it on iTunes. And also just share it with your friends. The more listeners we have, the more we can do this, and the more, you know, means we'll have to do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
You can find me online at ITS Ashley Perez.
You can find me at Awkward Holland.
You can find me at Kirsten L. King on Instagram and Kirsten King _ on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can find me and Amanda at Dave & Buster's.
And me. I want to go. Okay,
bye.
Bye.